Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man the African the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, 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 this is OMF. I'm back for another dope show. Happy birthday, happy birthday, belated birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King, the drum major, the street soldier. Happy birthday. Change has come. We got a new president. We got a new vice president. The change has come. I'm so blessed that we have come. That change has come and his dream is still alive and kicking. So I'd like to bring my special guest in, Big Snake from Ruston, Louisiana, in the house. What's up, my brother?
How you doing today?
Yo, tell us about Big Snake and tell us about how you got in the music industry and how and what you who was your influences in hip hop.
Well, I'm gonna put it like this: where I've been doing this music since I was like a real like I've been in little music since I was like I can't even remember, but like I got into it with my cousin. I seen my cousin them doing it like in the early 2000s. Cino and Kino and them, they were doing their thing in the early 2000s, and that's where I got my influence from. That's where I took it serious, started taking it serious from, and you know that's where I kind of like created my style from listening to my cousin them rap.
So your influences in hip hop.
Tupac, you know, I gotta be pop first, you know what I'm saying? And like Wayne, cause the content, like far as his creativity. But you know, like I'm really a fan of the old school rap.
Yeah. That's cool. So what you think about hip-hop and where you see hip-hop going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Man, like, honestly, it took a twist and a turn. So, like, I really see it, like, getting back to real music. I see it getting back to real music. Like, you got to really have lyrics and bars, like, all that singing and all that, like, just trying to, like, really vibe to the beat type rapping. Like, that's going to play out. Like, pretty soon it's going to be like, can you really rap again? Like, it's going to be more about content, what you're saying.
I love it. I'm glad that we bring it back to history of hip-hop. Because history of hip-hop started with the movement, you understand me? We having a dream, you know what I'm saying? Our dream was to make hip-hop and take it around the world and take it and express our feelings on how the world and what we go, the struggle and the pain that we're going through, that was hip-hop. So how you keeping your dream in your alive and kicking?
And I just can't give up, you know. It's like something, like, it's something I want to do, so I'm gonna do it until, like, somebody discover me. Like, I just know, like, I got the music, I got the content. I just know eventually it's gonna happen for me. Like, I'm just here. I'm in it to win it.
Yeah. So we gonna play one of your songs. So we couldn't pull up Selfish because we couldn't get the song to play, to upload. So we're going to play the other song, Tapping. So we can play your song.
Tap In?
Yeah.
House on Blackout Radio.
What's up, Aunt Jewel? We got Big Snake from Ruston, Louisiana in the house. What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Listening to the track. I'm good. How are you, King?
How you doing? What you think?
It was cool. You had me up on my feet. I was actually dancing to it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Wow.
I take my time with it.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I'll have to check out more of your stuff. Well, I like to, my name's Ann Jules, and I like to ask you a question if you don't mind.
Oh, man.
Cool. I'm grateful to say that I worked with some really cool people in the industry, and I'm very happy to do so. And I wanted to ask you if there was a moment on your pathway where you felt like you were on top of the world and at your biggest joy, because that's what life's all about, especially when we're creating. If you could share a moment, I don't know what it would be. Maybe it's right now being on OMF show, or maybe it was like, for me, it was being backstage with Matizza and just making a couple tracks with some pretty big legends in Sugar Hill Gang, who is a part of our band, Ageless Angels. And, you know, I've called in to show my support every week to my family here, but I like to ask the guests that. And thank you, OMF, by the way, for having Jay and I on last week as your guest.
You know what time it is. Family. We go back,
family.
Way back. We go back to the beginning, you know what I'm saying, of Blackout Radio with Black Tear back in 2015. You know how we go back, you know what I'm
you
saying,
go,
from
you
the
got
very
it.
Beginning.
You already
you know.
Know.
We go back. You know, you, me and you was like the first callers on the show, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
Back when nobody knew anything about Ann Jules and OMF. You know what I'm saying? So we go back. Blackout Radio is the number one station. That's what time it is. And all
I
the
like
hope on
you.
It.
Yeah, can you just, like, share with us a time in your life on your pathway that would inspire us artists out here that are
okay,
listening?
Okay. Well, I got out of jail. It happened in, like, 2018. I got out of jail. And I had talked to my cousin and while I was in there, and they was telling me they were gonna build a studio, and you know that you know when I get out, you know, because they were gonna try to get me out the streets. And so when I came home, you know, everything that they said they were gonna do, they had done did it. Already they had done built everything from the ground up, and they kept up on their bargain, and that right there like just took me. I mean, I felt like I was in the industry just with them, just off them just keeping
wow.
their word like that,
oh.
even in my dream.
That's what's up. Whoa, that's so cool, man. Woo, I love it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Very positive. I like it. We need more of that in the world, and it makes my heart glow to hear you say that, that, you know, you had your dream.
Thank
you know, that's your dream. So you got a studio then.
Yes. And then
that's
I gave my
awesome.
Own person.
Excellent. That's part of the, you know, that's the biggest step. And congratulations. And, you know, much love to all those people that did that for you. They obviously love you and they keep their word. So shout out to those cats out there, whoever that is.
Yeah, my first cousin.
Nice.
They got
excellent.
They got their thing going. They call Fam Records.
Nice.
They got their thing going.
Nice.
Fam Records.
Cool, cool. Where are you from, or where is this? Where's the studio? Like, where? I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's in Ruston, Louisiana, a little town called Ruston, Louisiana. It's,
nice.
That's where the studio is.
Excellent.
Well, yeah,
you
Louisiana
keep shining, my brother.
Louisiana got it going on. They got a bunch of artists down there that's been on my show to the whole family, the whole Stun. There's a Stun City family, you know what I'm saying? And Cino Davis and all of them down there, you know what I'm saying? And Jay
yes.
Blood and all of them. So Louisiana got it going on. So,
no doubt. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really grateful to connect, and I thank you for taking your time. And I don't want to take too much time up on this radio show, but you keep shining
appreciate
and
you.
Doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right. You guys,
you know,
thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me call in. And shout out to Carlito 810 and to all my Blackout Radio family, LeVar Hayes and Royal Crush Keisha over at Royal Crush Takeover. Everybody, all our supporters, and I thank you. I thank Eddie Powell, Black Tear, for supporting us and for playing my music for almost 6 years now. You know, like you said, I started calling in September 2015 and it changed my life. So I like to show my support for y'all. And thanks for all your, you know, all your love and energy. And yeah, I hope that, you know, we all can find much prosperity and freedom and liberty this year. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
But on that I'll say goodnight to y'all and salute, fam.
Yeah, things have come late. And, you know, we got a new president and a new vice president. Changes have come. It came on Martin Luther King's birthday, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
Yes.
Happy birthday. He can rest a little easier today because his dream is still alive and kicking. That's what time it is.
Blessing.
Amen to that. Shout out to Sugar Hill Gang, my family in Sugar Hill Gang.
The GOAT. The GOAT.
Yes, the GOAT. No doubt. I was just playing some.
They know him. They know hip hop without Sugar Hill Gang. They know hip hop without Sugar Hill Gang. You understand?
You got that right.
They the GOAT.
Shout out to the Temple Dynasty. I know we're all Mr. Rob DeNoy's Temple, and so I got to keep them in your prayers. Yes, keeping hip-hop alive.
You know we're going to keep hip-hop alive. That's what we was talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying?
You know it.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you guys. Take care. Peace. Salute, family.
Please.
You too.
Please.
Thank you, King.
Get another caller.
What's going on, OMF? This is Love R. Hayes, Mr. Rent. Mr. Rent Taylor from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, what's up, man? We got Big Snake from Ruston, Louisiana on the line.
I'm here.
The question I asked you, what made you get into hip hop music?
When I was younger. Like, I used to listen to a lot of my older cousins and stuff. I used to play a lot of music around the house, a lot of Ice Cube and NWA. And I just liked it. I liked it as soon as I heard it.
Okay. That's what's
up. And I can't forget to say Tupac. I always say Tupac. Just that Dear Mama song. That's the main thing got me in hip hop, Dear Mama song.
Yeah, okay. That's one of his classic songs, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's going on, my brother?
Nothing much. Getting ready for the show tomorrow. That's about it, really. We just actually opened back up again in Baltimore. We have 25% capacity. Other than that, I'm chilling.
Yeah. What kind of show you got?
We got a girl from, I believe, from Wu-Tang Management. She's the artist of Judah Priest on 144 Chosen Fear. His record label, his artist, going to be interviewing tomorrow. So I'm not doing hip hop shows until like March.
Oh, okay. You're talking about your radio show. Okay.
Yeah, the radio show.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done a showcase since.
Yeah.
Since last year. I haven't done it since one last year. That was like in September. Because we've been closed and different things going on, so take a little break.
Yeah, everything's been shut down really, man, because of this coronavirus thing. And so everybody's just, so we're just doing shows. So we're just blessed to keeping the shows alive. We got shows like Black Hour Radio to keep the music alive, keep it going, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad, man. Yeah. Yeah, thank y'all. Thank Black Hour Radio, the family.
Yeah. We thank you as
well. We go back to 2015, too.
Yep.
So we go back
to what? Some good memories, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But hopefully once the spring and the summer break, I'll probably be up that way because I've never been to California, so it might be something different.
Yeah. Hopefully, we're praying on it. Hopefully, by the summer, everything be back to normal. end of the year, one of the before 2021 is over, for everything to be back to normal. Well, we got change has come, man. We kept Martin's dream has been a kids alive, man. We got a new president and a new vice president, so we're looking forward to a good 2021. So I'm happy for that, man.
And it's deep.
I don't know if you have a call that you might have online, so I appreciate your time calling back.
Yeah, all right, my brother. Take care.
Thank you, Sam. You as well. Hey.
Can you take another caller?
318-614. Oh, what the business is?
Who's this? Who are you calling from?
Man, this is the homie Wildlife J Blood, man. I'm on here, man, representing for my dog Big Snake, man, out there in Ruston, Louisiana, man.
Yeah, we got Ruston, Louisiana in the house. We got Wildlife in the house. What's up, man?
What's
up,
man?
On the line.
Yeah, man, just on here representing, man, you know.
So what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, everybody know about Wildlife J Blood. I ain't got to even get on here and talk about that.
Well, holla at us. For those who don't know, tell them who J Blood is.
Wildlife J Blood, you know what I'm saying? He got Wildlife Gang Music, right? You know what I'm saying? Wildlife Gang Music got 10 labels under it. You know what I'm saying? We out there grinding. You heard me. Big shout out to Money Mike. Shout out to Precious. You heard me, my wife. Big shout out to Kay Dunno. You know, everybody that's been grinding. You heard me. Young Rose. There's so many I can name, but you know, man, we doing big things, man. Go check out that Do It Back featuring Big Head, man. You know what I'm saying? By Money Mike. You know what I'm saying? Go check out Like It. You know what I'm saying? By Wildlife Day, bro. Big shout out to my sister, Oceana, featuring Lil Sleepy.
We gonna do it, man. He's sending them hits, man.
Right.
He's sending them hits to my Gmail, and we gonna play them songs on the show.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say Blood.
Yeah. Hey, what's
you
up,
nigga? We're going to tap in, Blood.
Nah, man, we getting real slimy today, huh?
Real slimy.
Man, about. Man, it's 2021, man. Hey, get ready for the new track, man. Slime Boss, man. Coming up with that ball.
Oh, yeah,
we got
dropping soon.
Talk about that right now. Big shout out to OML Posse. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's rocking with us on Blackout Radio. My dog Eddie, you know, Black Tear. Yeah, I remember getting it in.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for sending your people, man, and keeping the music alive. That's what time it is. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep music alive and kicking, man, keeping that dream alive and kicking, you know what I'm saying? As long as we're doing it and we're helping one another, that's how it all the dreams can keep on going. Because we're helping one another, it don't cost you nothing to help another brother. You know what I'm saying? Giving an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? That's all we need is opportunity. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was in hip-hop, man. That's how the dream was started, man. Somebody was given the opportunity, man, and we ran with it. And look what hip-hop sound like now.
It's big.
They use us. $1 million industry off our backs. Our hard work, our struggle, our pain, Our pain. We got to take back. That's what I'm saying. We got to take back our art form. This is what time it is.
Well,
change has come. Like you said.
It's here already.
It's already change here, like you said. Martin Luther King could rest a little easier today because of today, 2021. Understand me? Because we're going to never give up and we're going to never give in.
Man, we built the last.
Because real men stand up and be counted. You understand me? That's what time it is.
Man.
That's what it's all about, hip hop.
Oh, yeah. How long you been in this?
I've been in hip hop since the beginning. I was there from the beginning. I grew up in the 60s, and Martin was having a dream.
Man.
You understand? So I understand about racism and discrimination. Understand?
You see,
I remember when we couldn't walk into the restaurant, in the same restaurant. You understand me? We couldn't go to the same schools. You understand me? Like I said.
Yeah.
I watched when hip hop came out the house, and the DJ hooked it up to the poles. Understand?
Real hip hop
playing in the parks. Understand me? Then it went to the block parties, and then it went to the damn clubs, and then hip hop went crazy. Now you see what happened in hip hop. You understand me? It was rap before hip hop.
Yeah.
You had to have rap skills. You had to have talent. You had to have rap flow. Now you just have to put on a wig and a dress. Now,
Get butt naked.
You don't have to have no skills. They ruined hip hop.
They threw it up.
So I was there in the beginning when they had flow. When the GOAT was Melly Mel, when the GOAT was Rakim, you understand me? KRS-One.
Come on.
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane. You understand me? Because they all biters. They all came after. They all stole that music from them, the originals. So all the GOAT they talking about, you ain't no GOAT, you're a biter. You ain't no G without them. You understand me? So recognize. So that's where I come from. I come from the school of MCing, not rapping. Because rapping is hip hop. I come from rap.
Yeah,
I come from the message. You understand me? I come from the show. You know what I'm saying?
Content.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't no joke. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Criminal minded. That's where I'm from.
Respect it.
When you had to have rap skills, rap flow, and talent, you couldn't get on the mic without that. You understand me?
Hey, OM. Oh, OM.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? That Tupac song I did on the Ambition.
No.
You got to go check. When you get out, you got to check it out. It's on YouTube. You just type my name in. It's called Ambitions. I'm on the Ambitions of a Rider Tupac beat. And if you like old school pop, then that's it.
I love Tupac. That's what I'm saying. Ain't been the same since Tupac and Biggie. Music ain't been the same. You understand me? But we got to go. But I thank you for calling, my brother. And
appreciate you.
And keep sending your hits. We're going to talk
to you
soon. All
right, I'm with you. Let me lock in. All
right. Peace.
All right, brother.
All right. Yeah, could we play Marcus Hemingway's song, Little Way, Gone Far, Gone Too Far?
Jump down and make the beat so you know the fish were tall.
Yeah, we back with Big Snake in the house from Ralston, Louisiana. We back. We just played Marcus Hemingway's song, Can We Ride With Me? So he's from Dallas,
Texas. He dropped out. You want to go to college?
All right, yeah.
646-673.
Yo, yo, what's up, my people? How we doing today? SX Sean Feldham, SX Energy Drink. How we doing this historic inauguration day?
What's up, my brother? What's up, homie? What's
like
going
I
on?
Said, man, let's salute the new commander of chief, Joseph Biden, and the new and first African-American woman of Vice President Kamala Harris. This is a historic day, everybody, in America, as we got rid of that bozo, Donald J. Trump, and he's going to be in a whole lot of trouble now he's ex-president. So let's salute these two as they lead the country, and God bless both of them.
Yeah, and it was so it's so monumental because, you know, God sees everything. It's on Martin Luther King's birthday, you know, happy belated birthday, you know what
yes.
I'm saying? So, so he could rest a little easier today, because his dream is still alive and kicking. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we got Joseph Biden in office. We got Kamala Harris, the first Asian, Indian, African, Jamaican, Black woman vice president. Change has come. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so thankful for this day because, like I said, you know, rest in peace, Martin. He would have been 92 years old last Friday.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, he could rest a little easier. We still got a lot of work to do, so we're going
to,
you know.
Much work to do, much work to do, but it's a start.
We got a lot of work to do.
It's a start. It's a start.
Still a lot of work to do.
So we
got to
give him time, y'all. Got to give him time.
That's what I'm saying. That's all. We got to keep the dream still. We got to keep the drive. We got to keep the dreams alive and kicking. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Well, today is just a monumental, like you said. You know what I'm saying? The day has, change has come. You know what I'm saying? Today we got United America. Something that Martin swore 55 years ago. You know what I'm saying? When we supposed to come together, hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Together. We finally came united together. So like I said, we got rid of that racist guy out of office.
Oh yeah, he was horrible, man. He was horrible.
I'm sorry, my brother.
I just would. Yeah, and you know, like I said, for the young folk, especially the Black youth, it shows anything's possible if you put your mind to it. And for them, my brother, they got to get out that violence nonsense and sickness, because it's just pathetic to see how some of them are so barbarous. Get out that violence nonsense and start thinking positive. You know what I mean? Come on. Kill each other over stupid stuff. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Say it again. All lives matter.
But I'm saying, my brother, for the Black youth, stop the killing each other and killing these rappers over pathetic stuff. I mean, it's sickening, man. You know what I mean? You jealous because a man's about to be successful? You know? Come on.
But they fucked up hip-hop. You understand? This is where I'm going with it. They fucked up hip-hop. Hip-hop was about some words in the beginning, but we went back and laughed about it. You know what I'm saying? Because there was only some words. Kumo D said he was whack. Told Busy B he was whack. You know what they did? They went and broke bread, got drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Laughed about it because it was only some words. We killing each other over some words, just like you said. Words don't kill nobody. Guns kill people. Gangster shit ruined hip-hop. Let's keep it real. With that gangster mentality was what happened to hip-hop. You understand me?
Exactly,
now we went from killing each other over a color and over a neighborhood. Now we just take off our clothes. Now teach our children to take off their clothes. Now
it's crazy, man. And another thing, before I get off, you know, fellas,
this is what we got.
Let's not get our clothes. Yeah. I just want to say, let's stop. I just read something on social media, my man, in Harlem at a liquor store. Three young punks assaulted a young woman because they was not getting no advance. You know how a woman turned you down from a rap? Hey, I'm not just talking to you. Why would you assault your own woman because you don't get no advance? Stop assaulting these young Black female fellas, because it's not good. If they don't want to be with you, move on. Don't assault them because you ain't getting no rap or no play. Hey, I'm number 15, 16, and they want to be with me? No problem. But you assault and violence our women, you're making things worse for our community. So those punks, I hope them cops lock that up. And I'm leaving like that, man.
It's because, you know why? Because it's punks that's raising our men, our boys to be girls. It's our men has abandoned our children. You understand me? So you understand me? So they raised by women, so that's what they know. They got the girlish ways, you understand? You understand me? Because no man going to be on no woman. It's a girl going to be on a woman. The woman taught them to do that with. So they learn their girlish ways because they be around women, you understand me? They learn how to be docile just like a woman. You got men. That's what I said. We're not raising men no more. We got men that wearing a wig and a dress, you understand me? Be walking around here thinking it's all good to walk around here and wig and adjust. It's okay. We okay with that. We can't okay with our children being gay. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's okay for our children to have sex changes. You know what I'm saying? We okay with that. You know what I'm saying? We ruined our family. Understand me? Black folks, like you said.
Yes.
Black folks got a lot. We got a lot of. We don't talk about that though.
Okay, my brother, I'm gonna get off now and end it. But like I said, again, congratulations to the new president, first black woman, second in power, Vice President Kamala Harris. And mark my word, she will be president soon. Mark my word. I'm gonna leave it like that. So y'all have a great day, man. Take care. Sean Feller, Essex Drinks, catch me on YouTube. Sean Feller, Essex Sports. I'll be safe.
Peace. Get another caller.
Yes, I'm the number one ranked editor. Yeah, that's me. Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill. I'm the number one ranked editor for everapedia.org. It's an internet encyclopedia set run for profit from Santa Monica, California. I'm also the host of the Everapedia Boxing Show on Spotify. I've had former boxing champions on there like Robert Allen, and also Snappers Boxing Management has been on the show. They have a record label called Snapper Boxing Records. The reason for the call is my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, and I re-edited the Murder of Tupac Shakur article. Tupac Shakur's killers were possibly identified by a Los Angeles police detective named Greg Kading. He implicates TPD and Orlando Anderson as being the killer of Tupac Shakur. And I gave a copy of The Murder of Tupac Shakur to Greg Kading. He's on my LinkedIn page.
Oh, that's deep, man. We need to find out who killed our rappers, you know what I'm saying? They're dying every day, and nobody knows what happened to them. You know, I'm glad they finally apprehended the people that killed John Master Jay, you know what I'm saying? So next, I want to see what they're doing with Biggie. What's going on with Biggie?
And Greg Kading stated that he believed that Suge Knight had something to do with the Notorious B.I.G. killing. It's on everapedia.org. If one of the viewers wants to click on Greg Kading or type in the murder of Tupac Shakur, they can look at the articles that I re-edited. So basically, Greg Kading states that Orlando Anderson killed Tupac Shakur and that Notorious B.I.G. was killed by someone hired by Suge Knight. That is on the page.
Are they related or two separate things? Were they two separate
Orlando
things?
Yes, Orlando Anderson assaulted Tupac Shakur at the MGM Grand. And then within a few hours, he shot Tupac Shakur. That's what Detective Kading stated. Also, the Notorious B.I.G., that's on the page as well. I think that Greg Kading stated that the Tupac Shakur one is pretty clear-cut. Orlando Anderson did kill Tupac Shakur. Now, as far as the Notorious B.I.G., that one is not as solid. But it looks like Tupac was killed by the man that he assaulted. I just wanted to share that with the viewers.
I was asking, was they two related? Were they two related, two separate things?
Yeah, they were tied together, yes. The killing of Tupac Shakur was tied in with the killing of Biggie Smalls. They're both tied together somehow. That was the East Coast-West Coast feud back in the 90s. It was a very big feud from the East Coast versus the West Coast. all that killing derived from that type of feud, the East Coast versus West Coast. I also like to say that the Everpedia Boxing Show, I'm the host of the show, it's on Spotify. Snapper Boxing Management has been on there. They're out of Baltimore, Maryland. They've had shows in Africa in 2020. Also, Snapper's Boxing Management, they also have a record label. The record label is called Snapper Boxing Records. And I think it's great that people tie in boxing with rap and boxing with hip-hop. I think the two go together really good. And I think that boxing and hip-hop are a great combination. And I think it's good for business. So all of our, you know, aspiring boxers, well, boxing is going to make come to the forefront because of the coronavirus. I think boxing is going to be the biggest sport again, hopefully. Okay, so again, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, and the name of the website is called Everpedia.org. It's on the internet. It's based out of Santa Monica, California. I would like to thank you for having me on your show.
No, I would like to thank you for calling in and giving your insight on everything and all the things that you're doing and everything. So could you friend me on Facebook and send some your music? Like you said, do you have any artists on your record label that's doing music on your record label?
No, but I'll send it over to you so you can take a look at it.
Yeah, friend me on Facebook and on the OMF Posse, on the OMF Posse, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, I have the information. Okay, well, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Do we have one more caller?
Yay, how you doing, y'all? Hey, this is Brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, man. Hustle Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotions, covering Oklahoma, Texas. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. I'm just chiming into the show, man. It sounds good here, y'all, man. Yeah, man, we're looking for a new beginning, man. Like you say, also, I know, I think, if I'm not misunderstanding or misunderstood, I think they released Lil Wayne, they pardoned Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, and Harry O. And all that deals with the music industry. And I want to say shout out to that brother just got in here about boxing and rapping. It's been going on for years, but like you said, it's come to the forefront. But, you know, Rakim, from Eric being Rakim, he went into the boxing business. Jay Prince of Rap-A-Lot Records, he got so many boxers like Ricky Wright. And, you know, he also has a gym down there in Houston, I-45, the Rap-A-Lot boxing gym, man. And all the major boxers go through there, man. So it's been going on, but it's coming to the surface, man. So it's all looking good, man, here on the show, man. I'm just calling in, tuning into the Blackout Network, Blackout Radio Network, man. And that's what's up, man. I know I got a few more minutes. Shout out to everybody, Sluke, everybody, Black Tear, my man right here on the line. Keisha Crush, all that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Shout out to Mr. Everywhere, the whole crew, Fleetwood. And I'm going to get with y'all in the next episode, man. It's been a great episode, man. And rest in peace, Martin Luther King, Tupac, and Biggie. You hear me? And I'm going to leave it like that.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you for supporting the show. Thanks for all the callers that support OMF show. Step first and foremost, you understand me. So thank you, man, and y'all send your music to my Gmail, and I'll play your music on my show. You understand me? Send it to redheadrod48@gmail.com, and I'll play your music on your show. Continue to send, and let's network. You understand me? Friend me on Facebook. I'm the OMF Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And let's network, keeping this movement going.
Already, man. Salute. I got you.
Yeah. So keep on, man. All thank you for supporting the show, man.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all, man. Thank you. Posse, Red, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. Yeah, Godspeed. This is Brother Boot Ali of Zone 24 TV. Peace.
All right, my brother. Yeah, this is OMF. And like we like to thank you for everybody for supporting the show, and I'll talk to y'all next week at the same time on the 27th of January, next Wednesday. So let's leave you with a song, my song, Serious, before we go. And can we play Serious before we go?
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
'Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. 'Cause it's classic hip hop, 'cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, 'cause I'm straight from the grind. 'Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, 'cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. 'Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we're ready to clap. 'Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. 'Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
'Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. 'Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. 'Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we're bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
'cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud.